Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Top 100 college football stories with 100 days to go. We also have some Coach O news. We got some Sark audio coming up, I believe, in a mixed bag. So if you're fired up for college football, I think this next 30 minutes is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, you think you got rid of me, huh?
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm like gum on your shoe.
Hide your wives, yeah. Folks.
I'm back in Baton Rouge.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels.
L.A. Kivitz a fool.
Been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yes, Lane Kiffin is story number one. I take you to CBSSports.com. They got 100 stories with 100 days to go. And obviously, I'm not going to take you through all 100 because we only have 8 minutes left in this segment.
Only Bobby Belt would read a list of just 100 random things in real time like he did when he was trying to compete with. He said he could name 100 females hotter than Shakira. And he spent an entire extended period of time just reading 100 names off of his notebook.
That was his fan phenom segment back in the day.
It worked out for him.
So I scanned this list looking for stuff about Texas or the Oklahoma schools or any school inside the old footprint and plus SEC schools. But we go to LSU. Lane Kiffin and LSU as college football's lightning rod for 2026 actually made it to story number one. You know, the idea is if he wins big, he'll probably be the most hated guy in all of sports, if he's not already. Took a number of the top coaches and players from Mississippi to LSU and now has Ed Orgeron back in the mix. He's some sort of a recruiting expert.
He is a great recruiter.
Yeah, and he's a Bayou, like, well, he's a swamp monster.
Yeah,
you know, like, he brings the real LSU, like, the whole vibe that LSU wants, he's got that.
Yeah.
That'll resonate.
How could you not go to Coach O for speeches in big moments?
National champ.
Just wind that guy up and let him go.
Yeah.
And the boys are going to love it. Number two, how Indiana backs up its sport-shaking ascent to the top of college football. It was 2 years of greatness from them. And you know, the question now is, was it just a perfect storm for Cignetti, or do you think he can actually run this back?
I think it's sustainable. I think he's a hell of a football coach. I think they've done an excellent job in the portal. We'll see how Josh Hoover does, taking over from Francis.
That's what it comes down to.
Mendoza at quarterback, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they'll be able to compete in the Big Ten.
Like, did they identify the right quarterback? That's the question.
Did you just take a shot at the Big Ten, Wolchuk?
No.
You think if they were in the SEC, they'd still compete?
Yeah. I mean, I believe in Coach Cignetti.
From top to bottom, the Big Ten might be better than the SEC.
See, that's what I was thinking.
The last couple of years, yeah, it has been.
Number three, Ohio State and Texas fell short of expectations, but will start the year in the spotlight again, week two in Austin. Have the Longhorns done enough to produce points against great defenses? Cam Coleman, four new offensive linemen in the portal, a couple of new running backs. Mm-hmm. They've certainly tried to give Arch Manning as good of a chance as possible, and we'll just have to wait to see if those well-laid plans will come to fruition. But one of the bigger questions, and obviously one of those that could change quite a bit. What's the outlook for Texas Tech's quarterback room? Is story number nine?
Yeah, and the latest on we got a date for the Sorsby trial. The judge went ahead and removed himself, who was a Tech grad. I get that.
Have a Red Raider tattoo on your hind parts.
No,
and be able to be the judge in this scenario.
Well, that's just
yeah, and 2 degrees
foolishness going on there,
right?
Why would you consider to recuse yourself of something that is so important?
Yeah, I get it, Judge Phillip.
To the fall, how could we have a college football season without our quarterback?
You know better than anyone. You can't be a biased judge,
no.
You know Your
what?
Honor.
Hey, I am an elected official here. The people love me, and I can't understand why a judge would take a step back in such a trying time.
Is he a coward?
I don't.
Your community needs you.
Judge Philip Hayes, what are you doing?
I don't want to call him a coward, but he doesn't have his situation under control out there in Lubbock like I do here in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, we got the temporary injunction hearing set for 9 a.m. June 1st in the Sowersby case.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't know. Are you worried about getting in trouble if you're the judge? Like, are they going to prove that you're biased? Or is this just some sort of an inner sense of integrity?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? They're worried.
There's no way he can be partial.
We need more integrity like that across the government. I'll let this guy run for president for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You worked your entire career to put yourself in a position to greatly benefit yourself and your university, and you're turning that down?
Yeah, he is.
I would make this ruling and then step down.
that's my final act.
Sowersby, you're cleared. All right, I'm going to go and retire now.
National champion contenders, Ohio State 11-2, Notre Dame 7-1, Texas is at 15-2, A&M's 19-1, bringing back their QB Marcel Reed, but didn't end well in the last couple of games for him. LSU is at 20-1, Brian. Tech's at 25-1. Oklahoma
break my heart again this year.
The Sooners sitting there at 27-1. I did notice that Will Hammond is sitting there with Heisman odds better than what Mr. Fernandez had this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walchuk's got you doing the Fernandez thing now. Fernando Mendoza becomes Fernandez every time. Fernandez.
I was wondering who Fernandez was.
I was wondering in my head as well. I'm like, did that come out right?
It happens, man. It got me the entire draft season.
There's nothing worse than like saying a name and then looking at you guys and you're all like,
what was I supposed to say?
Fernandez Mendoza.
Yeah, Mendoza was at 60-1 last year, and Will Hammond sitting at 55-1 to win the Heisman.
He's been cleared apparently medically, so he's probably going to be your starter.
Arch Manning sitting at 8-1. The favorite, by the way, C.J. Carr at Notre Dame, 15-2.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All righty, you got best non-conference games with Clemson, LSU, Baylor, Auburn. Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Ohio State at Texas, aforementioned, and Oklahoma at Michigan, September 12th.
No Oklahoma State, huh? Where's our Mestemaker guy?
The 5th and the 12th. He was in there. He was in there.
That's my pick.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
1952.
We got a mixed bag coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's do it. We got Tech versus Texas, the battle of words. And what's one thing you hate that everyone else loves? 877-881-1053. Next, here in the Nation.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.